One of two American aid workers who contracted Ebola has arrived in the United States. Both aid workers will be treated at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Jim Burris from member station WABE reports how Emory is prepared to treat them.
12 years ago, Emory University Hospital constructed a special unit designed to house patients with highly infectious diseases. Doctors say they've used it a handful of times, including for a patient with SARS. That outbreak was more than a decade ago.
Emory University Hospital has been asked.
Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Emory's Dr. Bruce Ribner was confident the hospital could handle both Ebola patients.
We have a specially designed unit, which is highly contained. We have highly trained personnel who know how to safely enter the room of a patient who requires this form of isolation. We have control over everything coming out of the unit.
This is the first time someone known to have Ebola will be on U.S. soil, Ribner says. He downplayed any threat to public safety because the virus can only be spread through close contact with an infected person.
You need to appreciate Ebola virus is not spread by some magic mechanism.
But there is no cure for Ebola, which is why Ribner says a team of four doctors and two nurses will give patients supportive care. The goal? Keep them alive long enough for the patient's bodies to control the infection. After the press conference, I asked Ribner if he had any thoughts for the patients' families.
We are optimistic that if they can arrive in a reasonably good state, that we think we have a reasonable chance of recovering them to the health they had before they got ill.
The patient's conditions can change at any moment. That's why Ribner says his immediate concern is getting them here safely. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.